each victim was stabbed, one of them over 50.
As for the killer, he kept the motive to himself and did not address family members who spoke out in the courtroom, among them Kaylee Gonsalves' sister Olivia.
You're a delusional, pathetic, hypochondriac loser.
Reports say President Trump has known for months. His name appears in the Jeffrey Epstein files. Correspondent Ed O'Keefe.
Last week, President Trump was asked if he'd been told by Attorney General Pam Bondi that his name appears in documents related to the case against sex offender Jeffrey Epstein.
Specifically, did she tell you at all that your name appeared in the file?
No. She's given us just a very quick briefing.
But as first reported by the Wall Street Journal, Bondi told the president in May his name appears multiple times in the documents, which doesn't suggest he did anything wrong and, given their past friendship, isn't surprising. The White House dismissed the reports, calling them fake news.
Columbia University's reached a $200 million settlement with the Trump administration over claims of anti-Semitism on campus. CBS's Nikki Batiste.
In a statement, Columbia said it does not admit to wrongdoing with this resolution agreement and that the institution's leaders have recognized that reform was and is needed.
Officials in Southeast Asia say at least 12 people have been killed, most of them civilians, in clashes between Thai and Cambodian soldiers, triggered by a mine explosion along the border. A Thai ministry spokesman.
Such actions fundamentally contradict the principles of good neighborly relations and good faith.
A new Senate bill would require hospitals to disclose whether they're equipped to save preemies.
Medical advances have made it possible to save babies born after just 22 weeks of pregnancy. But some hospitals have opted not to offer that care because it's expensive. Others do have neonatal intensive care units, but don't have the necessary equipment or staff to save babies that premature. The bill's sponsor, Republican Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas, says parents should be able to know which hospitals near them do offer that care. Under the legislation, hospitals that don't disclose the information would lose Medicaid funding. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
NASDAQ futures up 82. Dow futures down 164. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Right now, you can save big with T-Mobile's phone and home internet bundle. Visit your local store to learn more.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A vigil was held last night for a 48-year-old woman that died after being shot Tuesday in Racine. Sharmika Flowers was the mother of six and the victim in a shooting that turned into a standoff. The 51-year-old shooting suspect later died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound after that shooting near Reskie and Prospect. A cold front this afternoon should bring some relief from the heat, though it will remain hot most of the day. Thunderstorms and clouds are expected to lower temperatures and humidity compared to yesterday. Racine Unified has approved a $5 million solar panel project for several schools. The upgrade aims to reduce utility bills by $300,000 annually, with potential support from grants and incentives. They'll be installed at Case, Goodland Montessori, Gifford, and Walden 3. A 14-year-old boy is still missing after being swept underwater by a wave on Lake Michigan Tuesday. The boy from Wisconsin went missing near Zion. Rescue efforts have shifted to recovery. And the AMC Homecoming Car Show features events in Pleasant Prairie earlier in the day and in Kenosha later in the day. The main car show takes place Saturday at Kennedy Park along the lakefront. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The next step for the Packers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Lambeau Field. This will be head coach Matt LaFleur's seventh training camp in Green Bay. And although they've been to the playoffs nearly every year, I asked him, as he thought about what else is there left to do to get to the next step, a Super Bowl.
That's what we're always hunting, is trying to figure out how to get everybody to elevate. Myself, our staff, our support staff, and certainly our players, because they're the ones out there going to play the game. So that is at the forefront of our mind all the time.
Baseball. Brewers with a 10-2 win over the Mariners. The crew has now won 10 games in a row. Whenever they've had pitcher Quinn Priester on the mound.
You know, I attribute a lot of his success to the pace. You know what I mean? Like, he just gets it and goes, gets it and goes, gets it and goes. Doesn't give you a lot of time. There's not a lot of trepidation. There seems like there's a lot of conviction. Ball sinking, and then he's got a little cutter, he's got a little curveball, a little slider, and he's attacking.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
A toe-tapping tribute to the love of musical theater, The Drowsy Chaperone, continues this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. Dust off your favorite record, place the needle in a groove, and settle into your cozy armchair as you're transported to the world of an imaginary 1928 musical. It's jam-packed with mistaken identities, larger-than-life characters, madcap hijinks, and flashy dance numbers all the way to the altar. Call the box office at 633-4218 or visit racinetheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
Today's writing forecast is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at hoglawyer.com. Summer means kickstands up, and the Hog Lawyer reminds you to always ride safely. Because no matter how cautious you may be, accidents and personal injury can happen in a split second on a motorcycle. So if you're injured or in an accident, call the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644 and trust an experienced, compassionate, and aggressive attorney to protect your rights. Phone 888-999-6644. 996644 or visit the Hog Lawyer today at hoglawyer.com.
Partly cloudy today with scattered thunderstorms this afternoon. Our high near 90. It is going to be humid, and that's going to take the heat index into the upper 90s here later today. Tonight, scattered showers, thundershowers, 70. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, cooler, scattered thunderstorms with a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 78.
Last time I was in Florida, I'm walking past a newspaper stand. I look into the stand. The headline on the newspaper reads, "Local man robs Wendy's with alligator." What did you just say to me? I read it, I still said that out loud. It was incredible. Oh, and also, oh yeah, that's all you want to say? You don't want to add any more to that? Like, I don't know, maybe tell us if the alligator was an accomplice or a weapon? How about that? For real. Did this guy rob a Wendy's with an alligator, or did this guy rob a Wendy's with an alligator? There's a huge difference.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
Help. I need somebody.
Help.
Not just anybody.
Help.
You know I need someone.
Help.
When I was younger, so much younger than today. Anybody's helping anyway. Now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured. Now I find I've changed my mind, I'll open up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down, and I do appreciate you being right.
Help me get my feet back on the ground.
help. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Yeah, it's 8:10 on a, what is today? Thursday already. Wow, one more day and we got a weekend coming around. Okay, where are you going on vacation this year? All right, some people are on a budget, but what if there was no budget? What if money was not an issue? Where would you go on vacation? These were the top picks in a new survey, Italy, followed by Great Britain, Australia, Ireland, and France. Now, assuming again money is no object, I would go to Antarctica. It's expensive to do it because, you know, it's bottom of the world. Right now, it is minus 51 degrees in Antarctica. So the best time to go is in the winter because it's not as cold down there. In our winter, anyway. So it's minus 51 right now. But I'd love to go to Antarctica. And, you know, because it's a place nobody usually goes. But, hey, that's if money was no object. Or I can go to Denver and enjoy a Rocky Mountain High with John Denver. It's 8:11 local news, timeless hits here at WRJN.
He was born in the summer of his 27th year, coming home to a place he'd never been before. He left yesterday behind him. You might say he was born again. You might say he found the key for every door. When he first came to the mountains, his life was far away. On the road, hanging by a song. But the string's already broken, and he doesn't really care. It keeps changing fast, and it don't last for long. Say that he got crazy once and he tried to touch the sun, and he lost a friend but kept a memory. Now he walks in quiet solitude, the forests and the streams, seeking grace in every step he takes. His side has turned inside of himself to try and understand the serenity of a clear blue mountain lake. A simple thing cannot comprehend. While they try to tear the mountains down, they bring in a couple more. More people, more scars upon the land. In the Colorado Rocky Mountain on eagle's fly.
Rocky Mountain High, Colorado. Rocky Mountain High.
From Radio Park to the County Line Road, local news and timeless hits.
The Happy Together Tour 2025 with the Turtles, Jay and the Americans, Little Anthony, Gary Puckett and the Union Gap, the Vogues, and the Cal Sills. August 10th at the Bank 5-9 Main Stage at Wisconsin State Fair. Get tickets now at WIStateFair.com. Wisconsin State Fair presented by U.S. Cellular.
You know what our favorite pavilion is there? The Local Products Pavilion. Yeah, I love it. That's where, you know, you see honey, you see all the stuff that they actually produce in the state of Wisconsin. We love that when we go to the state fair. It's 818 at WRJN. Here are some new things to worry about. We talked in the last hour, some things to worry about. I have some other things now, in case you need something to worry. Everybody needs something to worry about. A study found skipping breakfast increases your risk of a heart attack by 27%. Another study found living in the city is actually safer than living in the country. A survey found lots of smokers can afford cigarettes only by cutting back on clothing and food for their children. Whoa, things to worry about. It's 8:19, partly sunny, chance of showers and thunderstorms today. Highs near 90 right now, 75 degrees and sunny right here at Radio Park.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Another potential big-time blockbuster hits the big screen this weekend at your local theaters. Fantastic Four, First Steps, is the latest mega movie summer release, and reviews are pretty good. The film, which stars Pedro Pascal, Vanessa Kirby, and the Bears' Ebon Moss-Bacharach, is currently pulling an 87% certified fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes. If you're wondering about the plot, well, I don't want to spoil it, but let's just say there's a lot of superhero-type stuff happening. If you're tired of franchise or superhero films and want a good scare, you have two options this weekend. The first has only one review, and it is negative. It stars Pete Davidson, and the early buzz is, it wouldn't surprise me if the movie poster read, "Don't get your hopes up." The second is called Together, and it is pulling a 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. Together stars Dave Franco and Alison Brie, and follows the story of a couple who decide to move to the country, which sounds great in real life, but in the movies, it is never a good idea. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Nothing shouts independence like the freedom and relaxation of the open road. But sometimes that road gets crowded. So before you hop on the bike this summer, make sure that you're properly insured by calling the Hog Lawyer at 888-999-6644. He'll look your policy over free of charge and with no obligation, so that you're free to relax and enjoy the road ahead. And the Hog Lawyer knows his stuff. He's the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644 or online at hoglawyer.com.
Located right on the scenic riverfront, the Chart Room is Racine's go-to spot for great food, cold drinks, and unbeatable vibes. Known for their famous Chart Room chicken, this hot spot also has live entertainment on Saturdays from 7:30 to 10:30. Fun doesn't stop there. Just a short walk, head to Bridge Tender Tavern for Friday karaoke at 8 p.m. and sing your heart out. Whether you're here for the food or music, enjoy it all while watching boats glide by and the sunset from the comfort of their patios. Cheers to good times by the water.
There's no better place to catch Brewers baseball than right here. Every pitch, every hit, every home run.
And a fly ball to right center. Malloy is back, and this one is gone again for Hoskins.
We've got the action all season long. Turn it up. Brewers baseball lives on your local Civic Media radio station. WRJN.
Somewhere up in New York way, where the people are so gay, twisting the night away. Here they have a lot of fun, putting trouble on the run. Man, you find the old and young, twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. Twisting the night away. Here's a man in evening clothes. How he got here, I don't know. But man, you ought to see him go. Twisting the night away. He's dancing with the chicken slacks. She's moving up and back. Oh man, there ain't nothing like twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night. Let's twist the one.
Lean out. Lean back.
Diamond rings and twisting the night away. Man, you ought to see her go twisting. listening to the rock and roll. Here you find the young and old twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting, man. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting, they're twisting the night.
Sam Cooke, Twisting the Night Away. It's 8:25. Local news, timeless hits here at WRJN, a civic media station. All right, got some rock and roll trivia here for you. This is pretty good stuff I found. This is odd but true. A guy named William Willett invented daylight savings time. By the way, he has a great-great-grandson. His name is Chris Martin from Coldplay. Leonard Skinner is named after a gym teacher named Leonard Skinner. Three of the members of the band had him in high school and got in trouble with him for having long hair. So they named the band after him as a tongue-in-cheek homage. Leonard Skinner became Leonard Skittered. I guess so they can't be sued. It's 8:26, local news, timeless hits at WRJN with the Vogues. Turn around, look at me. We've got some partly sunny weather on tap today. Chance of showers and thunderstorms right now. Sunny in the upper 70s in Radio Park. Turn around, look at me. It's 8:28, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. All right, get to the survey here. 58% of people say they are either somewhat or very underpaid. Only 2% of people say they're paid way too much. The occupations people feel they're underpaid include factory workers, farmers, nurses, restaurant workers, retail employees, daycare workers, teachers, and disc jockeys. I threw that last one in there. People say the most overpaid occupations, politicians, of course, and pro athletes. Yeah, politicians, they always pay themselves more. It's 8:29, local news, timeless hits. Let's check our morning news once again. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Two people have died after that shooting and long standoff in Racine Tuesday. Police say a 48-year-old woman found shot near Prospect and Reske later died. After that shooting, the suspect fled inside of a home and had an 8-hour standoff with police.
A SWAT team eventually went in and found that man with a self-inflicted gunshot wound. He later died at the hospital. Family members confirmed that the man and the woman had a child together. The woman killed has been identified by family as Sharmika Flowers. A vigil was held for her last night. A cold front is expected this afternoon to help ease the heat across the area. It'll still be hot through most of the day with heat index values close to 100. There are no warnings or alerts active. Storms this afternoon should keep temperatures and humidity from getting as bad as they were yesterday. A 14-year-old boy remains missing in Lake Michigan after being swept underwater by a wave Tuesday near Zion. Rescue crews spent 2 days searching the waters near Illinois Beach State Park with boats, drones, and dive teams. Authorities say the effort has now turned into recovery with no signs of the boy found so far. The long line of cars from Kenosha roll into Pleasant Prairie today. The AMC Homecoming Car Show has an event earlier in the day today at the Lake Andrea Beer Garden in the village. Later on, the cars come back home to where they went off the line. An evening cruise in is at the original AMC factory site on 52nd Street. It's the one-time Nash AMC Chrysler site, now the Kenosha Innovation Neighborhood. The real big car show is Saturday. It's being held at Kennedy Park along the lakefront. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
If pain is stopping you from doing what you love, Racine Disc Center is ready to help. They offer revolutionary therapies you won't find at other providers, including a genuine disc decompression table, a Class 4 robotic laser, and more. Dr. Tostrup has amazing success with people who have lived with pain for years and tried almost everything, including chiropractic care for sciatica, severe back, neck, and knee pain, migraines, auto injuries, and more. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go when you thought there was no hope.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com. There's still plenty of warm weather on the way, so make sure that you keep it cool all summer long and phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right. For just $59, the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that your AC unit is in perfect shape all season long. They're your one-stop shop, so give them a call today at 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Partly cloudy today with scattered thunderstorms this afternoon. Our high near 90. It is going to be humid, and that's going to take the heat index into the upper 90s here later today. Tonight, scattered showers, thundershowers, 70. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, cooler, scattered thunderstorms with a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 79.
I don't know why, but I find it a lot easier to hate a stranger than to love a stranger. I know that sounds weird to say, but I'll be in line at like CVS or something, and I'll just be behind some guy, and I'll be like, I hate this guy. I haven't even seen the front of him. I'm like, nah, I've seen enough. I hate it. What is that? What's my problem? I don't know what that is about human nature. If there's one thing I would say about everybody, there's a selfishness, I think, to human beings that we just all sort of have. It's just built in there. The fact that community service is a punishment in our society, it's a pretty good sign, you know? I'd be like, just under prison, you get community service. How bad that you have to help the community. What did you do? For 30 hours in the next calendar year, you have to help the community? Wow. Glad I'm not you. I bet you learned your lesson, man.
The evening of the
Marianne Faithful as Tears Go By. She was a former girlfriend of Mick Jagger. He also put a version of that song out. I don't know, it's because they were boyfriend-girlfriend at the time. It's 836 at WRJN, local news, timeless hits. Hey, watching too many Godfather movies? Worried about a mob hit on you while you're at home? There you go. There's a home for sale in Ohio where every surface is covered with expensive bulletproof Lexan. They can't get you, at least when you're in your house anyway, right? It's 836, looking for sunshine today. Chance of showers and thunderstorms right now. Sunny at 76 right now here at Radio Park.
Don't pull your love out on me, baby.
Doesn't that mean anything if I threw away my pride and I got down on my knees? Would you make me beg you pretty please?
Don't pour your love out on me, baby. If you do, then I think that maybe I'll just lay me down, cry 400 years. Don't pour your love out on me, honey. Take my heart, my soul, my money, but don't leave. A man look up
sky. How many ears must one man have before he can hear people cry? How many deaths will it take till he knows that too many people have died? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
Paul and Mary, Blowing in the Wind. 842, local news, timeless hits, right here at WRJN. All right, let's say you can go back, let's say 50 years, and try to explain this to someone in the 1970s. Are you ready? According to this research, the average American spends 54 hours per year online shopping. That works out to about an hour every week, almost 52 and a half days a year. So how do you explain online shopping to someone 50 years ago in the 70s, if you go back in time? How could you explain that? Because there was no computers. There was nothing like that. There's no Amazon. There was no. How do you explain that for someone? It's kind of freaky to think about, isn't it? It's 8:52. Ah, here's Bob Seger. Old time rock and roll.
Just take those old records off the shelf. I sit and listen to them by myself. Today's music ain't got the same song.
Tom Cruise skating across the floor in Risky Business. Ron Reagan Jr. did that on SNL. He recreated the Tom Cruise skit across the floor when they did that on SNL years ago. And it's 8:46 at WRJN Hometown Radio Refreshed, a civic media station. All right, I've got some trivia for you. This is kind of interesting. Odd but true. Next time you watch a Jackie Chan movie, think about this. Jackie Chan's mother was an opium smuggler. His father was a spy. And he is an opera singer. Jackie Chan actually has 20 opera albums out. Who would have thunk it, huh? 846.
WRJN is your official information destination for the Kenosha AMC Homecoming. Kick off your Thursday in style with a daytime car cruise-in at the Lake Andrea Beer Garden in Pleasant Prairie from 10 to 2. Then take part in something special tonight at 4 p.m. as classic AMC cars return to their roots at the Kenosha Innovation Neighborhood, the very grounds where they were once assembled. It's a nostalgic celebration woven into Kenosha's 175th anniversary. And make sure you stop by the WRJN table for a chance to win a four-pack of Brewers Club seats. Go to WRJN.com for a complete listing of AMC Homecoming events. And keep your dial on 1400 AM as the AMC Homecoming shifts into high gear. It's powered by Scoops Ice Cream and Candy, keeping Kenosha in the summer spirit. Anaya's Auto Repair. Diagnose it, fix it, done. And the brand new station on 6th, where good times are always on duty. Local news and timeless hits for your timeless ride. WRJN.
Things are crazy around here at WRJN Big Deals. It's our first ever Crazy Days sidewalk sale. Score jaw-dropping savings without even leaving your couch. 50 to 80% off gift certificates to your favorite local businesses. But hurry, these deals are going fast during our biggest sale of the year. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click the Big Deals banner and get in on the crazy savings with WRJN Big Deals. You want something fresh. How about signature subs and chef salads from Lee's Deli? Just the way you like them. At Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, Kinsey Corner, and now inside Workforce Development, 1717 Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the shop on Washington for even more mouthwatering options. Like giant party subs perfect for your next luncheon or tailgate. Ordering's easy with the Lee's Deli mobile app. More reward points mean more perks. Lee's Deli. For over 50 years, serving Racine one meal at a time.
Hey, Wisconsin, are you feeling summer? Then it's time to feel cheesy with delicious fair food. Feel grand with Wisconsin's top exhibitors, from quilting to horse shows. Feel amped with live music at the Bank 5-9 Amphitheater and Main Stage. And if you're feeling gutsy, Spin City is calling your name. It's time to feel good. July 31st to August 10th, only at Wisconsin State Fair. Presented by U.S. Cellular.
This week, see why Scoops Ice Cream and Candy will keep you in the summer spirit. Beat the heat with super premium chocolate chop ice cream. Crafted in Wisconsin and served with Kenosha pride by the true ambassadors of bold flavor. Have dietary needs? No problem. Scoops has gluten-free and vegan options. Smooth, satisfying, and engineered to keep you as sharp as a javelin. Every cone, cup, and treat from Scoops is sure to make you smile and soar like an eagle. Cruise into Scoops, 57th Street and 8th Avenue in downtown Kenosha.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
The Milwaukee Brewers have partnered with GovX to offer 50% off select tickets to active duty military, veterans, first responders, government employees, and teachers at Sunday through Thursday games, courtesy of Vortex. Visit brewers.com/govx.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Paul's new drone startup just lost its most genius computer scientist.
We just lost our best genius to some new genius who's got a genius new idea. I'm going to have to find a new genius, or two half geniuses, and fast.
He needs a computer scientist that can keep his startup from falling down.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Are you or a loved one facing addiction? The Wisconsin Addiction Recovery Helpline offers free and confidential support 24/7. Powered by 211 Wisconsin, local trained specialists can help connect you with local service providers for treatment, peer support, harm reduction tools, and more. Call 211. Text your zip code to 898-211 or chat at 211wisconsin.org. Help is waiting. Sponsored by United Way of Wisconsin.
The Hollies, Carrie Ann. 854 local news. Timeless hits here at WRJM. Hey, next time you're at the supermarket, I want you to check this out. This is really neat. The mascots on kids' cereal boxes, like Tony the Tiger, are drawn so their eyes are looking slightly downward. It's kind of a trick to make sure that if the boxes are on a high shelf at the grocery store, the mascot is making eye contact with kids. Now, I notice it. Every time I get Lucky Charms, I notice the leprechaun is always looking down, making eye contact with me. That's true. He really is. Yeah. Kind of spooks me, too. Partly sunny, chance of showers and thunderstorms today with a high near 90. Right now, we've got sunshine, 80 degrees here at Radio Park. Here's the shocking blue. Here's Venus. Local news, timeless hits, only here at WRJM.
Godness on a mountain top.
Your desire. Well, I'm your fear.
John Rosen. I'll catch you tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. Keep it cool today. Stay hydrated, okay? And don't let me be misunderstood. Here come the animals.
Baby, do you understand me now? Sometimes I feel a little mad.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A new report says Ghislaine Maxwell is putting together new evidence to present to Justice Department officials when she meets with them at her jail in Tallahassee this week. Her brother Ian tells the New York Post it could have a significant impact on her bid to overturn the guilty verdict that sent her away for 20 years. Meantime, House Speaker Mike Johnson tells CBS's Major Garrett he's still in favor of releasing the Epstein files.
We want full transparency. We want every